This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Senator Michael Bennett introduced a conservation bill today to spur economic growth. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Outdoor Restoration Force Act would create a $60 billion fund for projects that range from wildfire mitigation to clearing abandoned mines. $20 billion would go to state and local governments, with $40 billion set aside for federal agencies. Bennett says local governments can use the money to create jobs. With a couple of weeks left in the legislative session, the bill isn't expected to move, but it does indicate where Bennett's focus may lie in the next Congress. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's tradition to keep Christmas lights up until the end of the National Western Stock Show, but the January event is postponed because of COVID-19. Spokeswoman Karen Woods.
We are getting the question whether we should leave our lights on for the duration of Stock Show, and we are encouraging everyone to do so and support a Stock Show. It's a Colorado tradition that dates back to the 1920s. The dates of Stock Show 21 would have been through January 24th.
Woods says the Denver City and County Building plans to leave its holiday lights on. A Castle Rock man charged with running a southern border wall fundraising scam will face trial in New York after his request to move it to Colorado was denied. Timothy Sia allegedly helped former Trump aide Steve Bannon and two others raise $25 million. 29 degrees in Denver, 30 in Colorado Springs. It's 22 degrees in Vail.